Hayim Yem Yutes Nissen. Gam Besimcha of Tzolo. Yutes Nissen Tovshin Gimel was Shabbos Chalamed Pesach, and the Rebbe gives us some instruction with regard to the davening on Shabbos Chalamed. So in Chodedi, the last passage, Bayi Vesholom Ateres Bailo. So it says, Gam Berino, and then there is a parenthesis, and it says, Beyomtev Besimcha, close parenthesis, Uve Tzolo. The Rebbe writes that on Shabbos Chalamed, we say, Gam Besimcha of Tzolo, we replace the word berino, because from the way it's written in the Siddur, it's not clear. Is besimcha an addition or besimcha is a replacement? So the Rebbe says besimcha is a replacement. Also from the Siddur, it's not clear if this applies to Shabbos Chalamoid, because it says only biyomtov. So the Rebbe says that we also replace berino with the word besimcha on Shabbos Chalamoid, because yomtov is a time of simcha. So we highlight the idea of simcha, which is not so emphasized on an ordinary Shabbos. Shalom aleichem, eshes chayil, mizmi ledovi, do yisudosu v'yitin lecho, oimrim belachash. The prayers that we say before Kiddush, we say shalom aleichem, eshes chayil, and then mizmi ledovi, do yisudosu, that's before Kiddush Friday night, and then motzei Shabbos, after Havdalah, we say v'yitin lecho. The Rebbe says that we say it silently, because also on this matter, apparently there were changes in the customs. Originally, they would not say shalom aleichem. The Friedrich Rebbe refers that there were rare occasions that they did say it, and he once heard an explanation, and you're talking about very lofty levels, not something that belongs to everybody, and the custom was that not everybody says Shalom Aleichem on Friday night when it comes out on Shabbos Chalamoed or Yom Tov. So here the Rebbe determines that we do say it, but we say it silently, and perhaps, like in some other cases, saying it silently is like a compromise between those who say it and those who do not say it. It happened once that my father, the Rebbe Rashab, explained the inner meaning of the four questions as a metaphor. Why is this night different? Night, referring to Golus Shanim Shalalaila, it's exile that is compared to the dark of night. Hazeh, the current one. Ha'achren, the last one. Mikol Alelas, from all other exiles. Goliyos Shekod Muhu, the exiles that preceded this last one. Shebuchol Alelas Ein Onu Madbir. All the nights, all the previous exiles, we do not dip. The word dip also is from the idea of immersion in a mikveh for the purpose of purification. So all the exiles, we did not immerse for total purification. Loshen, miruk, nikoyen, v'tahara. It's from the word of scouring and cleansing and purifying. Afilu pamachas. We didn't finish it. Le'nigmar hamiruk. We didn't complete the cleansing process. Bohem, in these exiles. Ki'arei ho'yachareim o'idgolus. Because they were followed by another exile. Even if this exile finished, we still came back to another exile. Because the cleansing process was not completed. Halayla hazeh, shtei pomim. But after this golus, the cleansing process that we are going through, the purification and the scouring and the cleansing and the immersion for the purpose of purification will be a double cleansing. Miruk, guf, we scour the body, v'gilui ha-nefesh, and we reveal the soul. It is over, total purification. The next question, shebchol ha-leilas ono eichlin chometz or matzo. All exiles, we eat either chometz or matzo. Even after we went through a certain golus, whatever golus it was, after the golus Mitzrayim, Haveda hi mitzad ha-nefesh ha-likis, which is matzo bitl. The godly service, the divine service that we perform after the golus comes from the godly soul. The godly soul, which is a soul of self-nullification for godliness. But also, there is a partner. U'mitzad nefesh ha-bamis, and also from the animal soul. Chometz yeshus. It is leavened bread. It rises. It's a form of egoism. The animal soul is all about ego. And they together try to serve God and they do the divine service. But halayla zeh, this golos, achara golos achren, after this last golos, will be kuloi matzah. It will be only matzah. Sheyuavar ruach hatuma. It will be total self-nullification for godliness. Even the animal soul will no longer be egocentric, because the spirit of impurity will be completely abolished. So there will be no more ego, only self-nullification. Next question. All the nights we eat all sorts of greens. All the exiles, we have all kinds of greenery. What is that greenery? The word yiroka is green, meaning a person who is envious, his face turns green. During all the exiles, there are all sorts of envy. There are negative envy, of course, and there is positive envy. To the point of kinas sofrim v'hadema. The envy of scholars is positive because it increases wisdom. There is all sorts of envy. There's not one consistent envy. There could also be others, like negative ones. You're envious of someone's wealth and similar things. Halayla azeh, achar hagolus achren. This exile, after the last exile, then will be kuloi morer. It will be totally one sort of envy, a sharp one, a bitter one. Kina yeser gedela. There will be the most intense positive envy, of course. Al derech maimer abisenu zichrinu levi. As our sages teach us, that every tzaddik will be scorched by the canopy of his fellow. Now, this refers to the reward that all the tzaddikim will be receiving for all the good that they did in their lifetime and during the golos. They have their canopies, a place of pleasure. Everyone gets it according to his very tailored, specific service of Hashem that he did. And the other tzaddik is envious of the reward that the other one has. He gets scorched from the canopy of his friend because he cannot reach that level of pleasure. So there is an envy, but it's very intense and it's a positive envy. Next question. All the nights, all the exiles, we eat sitting or reclining. All the exiles that we serve Hashem, we reach a level of pleasure because we are serving Hashem and Hashem derives pleasure from this and He gives us an ability to have some spiritual delight of His delight. But this pleasure can manifest itself in different ways. Yes, he spashtus hatainug, v'tainug ha'atzmi. There is the emanation of pleasure, and then there is pleasure itself, the essence of pleasure. V'yesh mishemagia b'avidosh eli spashtus hatainug, v'yesh l'tainug ha'atzmi. Some people reach a level of emanation alone, and some people reach the essence of spiritual delight. And this, not everyone is the same. Some are yoshvin, some are sitting. Sitting is a limited form of pleasure, versus reclining is the ultimate form of pleasure. Some benefit from the pleasure in a form of sitting, and some benefit from the pleasure in a form of mesubin, of reclining. Alayla zeh, achar hagolus achren, this night, after this last exile, kulonu mesubin. We will all benefit. Shekol Yisrael Yagiu Lipchinas Tainu V'Atzmi. All the Jews are going to reach the level of the essence of godly delight. We will be able to have it in a form of reclining, the ultimate pleasure. And this is what we get as a result of the service that we perform during the exiles, and particularly after the last exile, we get the ultimate.